This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning straight from the Belco Studios right here. The Odyssey app is free. It's available to you. You can get it, download it, and get the podcast later on today. Do you see where DIA is going to raise the prices of parking?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going up, Jamie. You use the garage, right?
I do.
You're going up $5 a day.
It's already, what, $27 a day?
You're up to $35 now.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You go to the economy lot like I do, okay? You're going to they're going to charge you $20 a day.
Holy
in the economy.
Crap. Yeah.
Short-term parking will go up to $168 a day.
What? Oh, okay.
Is that crazy?
That is stupid and ridiculous and shame on them.
Even if you go down to Pike's Peak, you know, and you got to catch those shuttle buses, that's going up a couple of bucks. 61st and Pena, that's a ways out.
Yeah, it is.
Up a dollar, $5, no, $8 a day. $8 a day.
All right. Well, happy news, everybody. Happy tax day. Yeah.
It's going to get more expensive in a lot of cases to park at the airport. DIA is increasing fees at most of its lots and garages. Short-term parking rates will remain the same. Premium reserve rates will actually go down by $5 a day if you're one of those high rollers. The airport says parking management shell costs have gone up over the last couple of years. These new rates are expected to generate more than...
I don't know why it gets in my head, but every time I go somewhere and I stay for like 4 or 5 days and I get on the plane to come back, first thing I start thinking of is that parking fee.
What's premium reserve?
I don't know.
Kyle was just talking about it.
Says it's down $5.
What is it?
$45 a day. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's a call ahead service.
I don't know. That's why it's going to be so much cheaper. Just take an Uber. What they just did is increase the Ubers.
Already is.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yep.
I mean, you get an Uber out there, you know, even if it's $100 each way.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You still save money on it. All right, these videos got released yesterday from China. It started on TikTok, and then people started sharing them all across the platforms everywhere.
The only thing that I'm a little iffy about is that their English is so perfect.
I agree.
There's no accent. There's no anything. Their English is just absolutely perfect. That's why I'm like, are these real or not?
Okay, so China released these videos saying that all the luxury items, basically saying that if you're into luxury items, you're going to miss China because of the tariffs, because we make everything. You just don't know it. Right. That's what they're telling you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about purses, shoes, all kinds of stuff that are high dollar. I mean, they're big time.
And then they just send them to Italy. And as you know, if you buy any name brands, it'll say made in Italy. Well, they just ship them after they supposedly make them in China to Italy, and then Italy stamps them.
Here's the only thing I didn't see yesterday, Jamie, and I was looking for this. None of these companies, like the Armani or Gucci, nobody came out and denied this.
That's true.
And that kind of told me that what they're saying in these videos are true.
Well, I don't know, because their English is perfect. And then I didn't see any mass shops of them making these purses.
Yeah.
I just saw one lady in the background, like, you know, pretending to sew one.
Yeah.
Me too.
So I don't know.
They looked iffy. They did. The videos, the whole speech and everything.
And they didn't show me, like, boxes of the leather that they talked about and
the
threads.
Yeah, you would think that they would show you stuff like that to validate.
And again, what Jamie said is 80 to 90% of the Gucci bags, and you just go through a whole list of luxury items, are all made in China. They're simply shipped to France. Italy, different places, and assembled with maybe a logo or boxed up or packaged, whatever. That's all they do. That China makes everything. Here's the video.
Some say as long as there's a tag saying made in China, the bag can never be luxury. However, in fact, more than 80% of the luxury bags in the world are made in China. But those luxury brands just won't acknowledge that. They take almost finished bags from China factories back to their own factories and just do the repackaging and logo installing, something like that. That way, the bags will appear at their boutiques as made in Italy or made in France, you know, those sophisticated European countries.
So he's saying that now these bags are going to cost us a lot more money, yeah, right? Because they're not going to make them anymore. Is that what the point is?
Well, the only point I got from it, I never saw anybody that actually explained it at all. The point I got from it is because of these tariffs, you're going to miss these luxury items. All you people that are into luxury items, you're going to suffer because A, they're going to cost you more, and B, they're going to be much harder to get. Because we're not going to ship them out. And then, but I don't know if any of this is true.
China also announced today that they won't be taking any shipments from Boeing. I guess they had a bunch of airplanes. These two are going toe-to-toe, man. It's crazy. And I told you that. I said they're going to go to the end, these two. Trump and whatever, Hong Tong or whatever his name is. Yeah, like they are just so ego-driven that they're never going to
compromise. Neither one is going to fold.
No.
Now, you have a couple of these luxury bags, right?
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you've ever seen in the past that they could be made in China, right?
Only the knockoff, the Fui, the Fui Vuitton that I carry.
Which you can't even tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
It's good.
My sister paid full price at like $5,000. My Fui Vuitton was like $280. I got it in, where'd I get it? Like Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Bangkok. I got it in Bangkok.
You were in one of those back rooms.
I did in Bangkok. So it wouldn't shock me if all that stuff in Bangkok is shipped from China.
Yeah.
But it's a really good knockoff.
It really is. It looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, it could pass easily, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it is true. Who knows? I thought that was crazy, though, the way they flooded the market with these videos yesterday.
It was weird.
It was.
Yeah. Who knows?
It just didn't make sense. It's like, okay, is any of this true? Are they really behind everything?
So far, I haven't felt any effects or anything, but I mean, it's coming. Obviously, you know, Boeing's going to be affected because they're not taking any Boeing shipments. Yesterday, they announced that we need some kind of semiconductor or something that's really important to us in America, and they stopped shipping that. But all I know is I got my hair clips, so that's all I
got.
Know. Yeah.
Crisis averted.
I got 20 of them for $2, so I'm good. That's all I needed.
That's it.
My hair clips.
All right,
Jamie's
got her hair clips. We're all good, folks. All right, it's tax day. Tax day, tax day. Man, what a miserable day. Man, I got to write a check today. You've got to write a check today, or at least soon.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Some people don't. Good for you. But a lot of people do. And today's the day. If you don't get it in.
Shadell's first time ever asked to write a check.
Yeah. It sucked, too.
Did you already write it?
Oh, yeah.
It's already gone?
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. Almost $800.
He usually gets money back.
Yeah. Every time. This is the first time I've ever had to pay in.
And you file, like, the day you can officially file. You're, like, on it.
Well, this one, I was trying to wait a little bit to see if there was something that came up that I could use that money for. And then I was going to... I needed new tires for my car. I was, like, sick. I'm going to file taxes. I'm going to get my return. And then I had to pay for my tires and the tax. Oh, it was awful.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That'll teach you to get a second job.
Yeah,
dude.
I know, dude. Yeah.
Don't work as hard.
Yeah, you try to better yourself and you get popped for it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right? Yeah. It's $700.
I can't believe you have to pay $700.
Yeah. I mean, I think what happened is the second job was filing the taxes as, like, that was my primary job, so they just weren't taking enough out.
Yeah.
Well, you better get on it.
Yeah.
You better get on
it. You should donate some clothes to Salvation Army.
Get that right off.
Yeah, because they just give you a blank receipt without a date on it, so you can file it for any year.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I love that about them.
That's sick.
And that girl you were dating, she was young enough. You should have accepted her.
As a dependent.
Yeah, as a dependent. You could have written her down. Oh, that was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. On tax day.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning. Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Get it for free, and you can catch her program there anywhere you go. And the podcast later on today, you were talking about the Rockies.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, they're terrible, folks. They're so terrible. Bad.
I didn't hold on. Let me find it.
What are they? 3-4, 2-12 8-4 Oh boy,
it's bad. It's really bad. I just posted about it. Yeah, they said it's the worst in franchise history.
I thought this year we were going to make a run for the World Series. I really did.
I don't know what I did.
I thought we had a chance.
Yeah, yeah, we don't. I mean, it's really bad.
We do have the Nuggets at the playoffs.
Yeah,
Abs are headed to playoffs. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Eventually. So all that's coming up. So really the only bad team we have is the Colorado Rockies.
But the worst start in franchise history?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long is the coach going to last?
I don't know.
I don't think they even care.
Hey, Spadil, how long is he going to last?
I think Bud Black will be there until he just wants to leave. The coach doesn't really do that much in baseball. So.
All right. I got some audio here. I guess last night, one of the guys that roams the stands for the Atlanta Braves tried to pick up a girl.
He asked
for her number.
Wait, what are you talking about?
There's a guy out in the stands with a microphone.
Oh, okay.
And he's out talking to Braves fans and wants to know, hey, you're here to support the Braves, are you? And the girl that he's talking to is extremely hot.
Okay.
And so they have a conversation between the booth and him about getting her number.
Oh.
And people are outraged about it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. They're saying that's not the place.
Is everybody mad about everything today? Yeah.
Her.
Well, blue origin.
Guys was trying to get a number.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he probably thought it was cute. She probably thought it was cute, right?
All right. Well, here's the audio, okay. And then we'll go from there, okay?
Right. We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got 5 innings, 4 innings.
His name is Wiley?
Yeah.
Wiley Coyote?
Go Wiley.
Things to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why people are upset.
Me either. I mean,
he's
that goes
a good
nowhere.
Time out there in the out there in the stands, right?
Yeah, people be mad about everything.
They are.
Right?
They are for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right, all fair. You guys have been talking about AI a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I found a mix on that was done by AI, and you're right. It's incredible. I don't even understand it. I just don't get AI. I don't get the best what the best one out there is. I know ChatGPT was
ChatGPT Pro is the one that you have to pay for. Okay. That's the best one. And then my kid uses Claude, which is it actually does writing. Like
there's
what
a Grok
code.
Coding. It codes. Yeah.
There's tons of different ones out there. I saw yesterday they put the Bee Gees and AC/DC into an AI.
Okay.
And came up with a song. A mashup, basically.
Right.
But AI did it, not some producer in some studio to mix it up. All right, you want to hear what it sounds like? Here we go.
Talk about this off the air. It's funny because it's not funny, but graphic artists are gonna be without jobs. Now mixer, production people. I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't
it's pretty
it?
Good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I would have never AC/DC at the Bee Gees.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you've gotta be smoking something just to come up with it, right?
Right? Yeah, that's crazy.
Then you put it in the AI and it pops this stuff out. I just don't get it. I've used one. And, I do elementary stuff, like, okay, my kid's first grade project, okay, something like that. But it's amazing how it just pops back everything in an instant.
Well, and my kid was talking about, Carson's post, right, of Nash or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, your page is showing you guys' age. And I go, why? And he goes, Mom, did you do that? Because he can't see who posts or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, no, I didn't do that. Why? Because he thought he was slamming me. And he goes, Oh, look, I used AI to draw Nash in a race car.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Listen, so but this app that I was using, I was fooling around with ChatGPT, and that was way better than the app that I downloaded. But yeah. It was just a trial run because I was like, I wonder, you know. But like ChatGPT, you can actually upload like a selfie of Nash and it'll recreate. All you have to do is tell like, I want a banner in the background, all this
but
stuff.
But you can actually have his real picture. Yeah.
But this app was like, I had to describe the guy to a T. I had to do, I want the car, the side of the car to say this. And if I got like a period out of place, it just put like, if you see on the banner, it says congrats NASCAR and it says morning show under that. I'm like, how did that happen? I was like, I quit. I'm just going to use it.
And it's funny because he goes, you know, they've known about AI since the beginning of computers.
Right.
And he goes, you guys are just, I go, well, at our age, we don't care what other people think.
Yeah. You know, and when you get a guy like your son, okay, who kind of, I mean, really knows the AI platform, then when you post something that's stupid, he points it out big time.
Well, he thought he was slamming me. He's like, Mom, you're showing your age on Facebook. He's like, did you really try to put Nash in a sports car?
I thought it was pretty good.
If you're,
I mean, yeah, it says congrats NASCAR, and then in little print, morning show under it.
He goes,
and then BJJB on the car, but I thought it was.
He
okay.
goes, Mom, you can tell you're just now starting out in AI.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't so get it. I couldn't even do what you did, Carson, so props to you, okay? But I know better than to post anything that I do.
But 18-year-olds are hazing us.
All the time. No, we can't do anything good.
No, but I mean, it is funny because they've been using it forever. But then he was just telling me this whole, I mean, they are, because he's in AI class. He has an AI class. Yeah. They actually teach it.
That's crazy. That?
At the university.
I could see it, yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I feel like they're kind of scaring them, though, because he was just talking about how, you know, literally, I mean, robots are going to take over and they can recreate us. After we die, they'll learn us so much that they will recreate us and there'll be a Jamie in 80 years.
And it's hard to
and
forecast.
And I'm like, what?
A Jamie 2.0.
It's hard to forecast today what jobs it's going to take 3 years from now. You can't even really come up with it because you would think that coding would be safe. It would be a safe place to go and not have AI take over. But AI is going to take that over too, as you mentioned.
What's scary to me is not knowing what's AI and what is.
Yeah.
That's where I can't stand it because I don't know if they've dubbed over people's, you know, mouths and AI'd it and all that. You know, I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Everything I see now, first thing I think is fake.
Yeah.
Okay. Or AI generated, not fake, but AI generated, that you're not seeing what actually you think you're seeing. Okay.
I question everything.
I throw up a flag every single time now.
I do
now.
Too. Because I'm like,
we've been burned so many times.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know? We still are, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Was Bernie Sanders at Coachella? That's my number one question this morning. Are you telling me that Bernie Sanders was at Coachella and he spent 3 days in a desert?
He was in a tent.
How did he survive? I don't know if that's real.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. Next, here on the program.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, yesterday was a day of some wobbles. You know, Jeff Bezos, he put up the blue orbit, and when it landed, he did a face plant.
Yeah, he did.
And everybody... And then tripped. Lauren was mad because, you know, Lauren, like, is the glamour model wifey-to-be. And she's like, oh, my God, you became a meme. And I was in space and nobody even cared, Jeffrey.
He couldn't get the door open.
Yeah.
And he fell on his face. Man, it was just a big Charlie Fox
truck. It was. And that wasn't the only problem that happened yesterday. Yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance broke Ohio State's trophy.
Man, I got to tell you, I saw that video, okay? That trophy is junk.
Yeah.
Okay, all he did was pick it up and it fell apart.
Well, it's two pieces that way.
I think somebody took the screws out.
No, it's two pieces. That's why.
And why is it two pieces? Why is it
But it fell apart.
Because it's two pieces.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be two pieces is the point. You should be attached to the base.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He tried to hoist the trophy. He didn't count on the trophy's golden top being designed to separate from its base. So after he struggled, the vice president lost his grip on the two pieces and it fell to the ground. And he made a joke and he said, I didn't want anyone after Ohio State to get the trophy, so I decided to break it. Yeah, it was a day yesterday, right? Everybody's just fumbling. This is kind of a mess. Savannah, Chris, what was that?
I was watching the trophy fall, sorry.
I was like, what was that? That was weird. This is a mess. Savannah Chrisley, you know her because she's the daughter of Chrisley Knows Best. Both her parents are in jail, which is just bizarre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for tax evasion and all from fraud and stuff. Well, anyway, her boyfriend that she was dating, they have broken up after 2 years. Listen to who her boyfriend is. I didn't even know this. They've been dating for 2 years. His name is Robert Shiver, and he is known for surviving his ex-wife's alleged murder-for-hire plot.
So, her boyfriend,
yeah,
is a guy that his former wife tried to kill him.
Yeah.
By hiring somebody to do it.
Right.
Man, I love that.
What
I
a
love
couple
crimes.
These two are.
Yeah.
They got some drama going on.
Yeah,
that's some good stuff there.
I mean, like, the dinner table is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they broke up.
Can you imagine, right, like, the first couple of dates that they went on? So,
right.
What's going on with you? What's new in your world?
I mean, who has the better story, yeah, right? Like, it's kind of crazy.
Well, my ex-wife hated me so much she tried to kill me. So.
Exactly. Like, how'd you know? What happened? Oh, crazy. Duck Dynasty, the revival. I didn't know it was coming back. Did you guys?
I saw it today.
You did?
But I had no idea. No.
Idea. It's going to premiere May 28th on A&E.
Didn't the old man die?
No, he's in...
He's just sick or something?
Phil, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Phil and his wife, Miss K, they're back together in a care facility.
Oh, okay.
She's recovering in the hospital from an infection following a fall. That's where she was. And then he was in professional care. And they had been separated because she was in the hospital, and he got real, real sad. And now they're back together in the nursing
home. Now, was this a show that you watched?
At the beginning, it was big.
Yeah, I think that's me. I watched a few at the very beginning.
Yeah, remember they had product everywhere, even at the gas station.
Yeah.
Remember they had all that Duck Dynasty stuff everywhere, Walmart and at the gas station. And then I think they found like old video or something of Phil being racist.
No, I think. Well, I don't know. I don't know that for sure.
He said controversial statements about LGBTQ members.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Okay.
And then they pulled it.
Yeah. So now they're back, I guess, A&E. And so it says, I don't know, it's about ducks and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to work second time around.
Yeah, it kind of had, I mean, it was big. It was huge, and it had its run.
It will never get back to what it was, that's for sure. But I don't even know if it'll work now.
But who knew that you could make millions of dollars off of duck calls? That is crazy.
It was
I wish I had one.
It was fascinating when it started.
We used to go out to the refuge
in
Southern Illinois with our duck calls and we'd stand on the platform and call them in.
Did it work?
I was horrible at it. No. They just looked at me like, what the hell? We
are not. What is that woman doing over there?
We're not falling for that.
You are not a goose.
You don't look like a goose. You don't walk like a goose. You're not a goose.
I really tried, though. Sean Diddy Combs has pleaded not guilty Monday to two new charges, added to him.
All right. Now, his trial's coming up,
Is it?
May 5th.
Whoa, I
May
didn't know
5th.
That.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
I mean, we're only a couple of weeks away, man. It's going to be a big deal.
What does everybody think?
I think he's in trouble.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be in the big house for a long, long time. I think he's guilty of a lot of stuff, and I think he's going to get thrown at him. But it starts, and it's going to be pretty fascinating.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be on TV or how, if they've got cameras in there or not.
Well, I don't know either because two of the victims have to remain anonymous because they're sexual assault victims. And so victim two and victim one, I don't know how they're doing that.
I haven't seen a ruling on that. So I don't know if we're going to be able to see it or if we just get reports, you know, those sketches they do. We may get the artist's rendition of it.
There's headlines this morning, too, that say that trial date may get delayed a little bit.
Well, they're trying to, but. Yeah. Last night, from what I heard, it's on.
Like Donkey Kong?
It is on like Donkey Kong. She doesn't walk like a goose. She doesn't talk like a goose. She's not a goose. Don't fall for it, ducks.
Our boss is just so annoyed with me. He just doesn't even think I'm funny. But it, he goes, see you later, or see you. And I go, wouldn't want to be you. And he's like,
ugh. He did. He gave one of those just like, oh, I'm so over you.
Yeah. I just got in the elevator. Hey, they're telling everybody, listen, this is very, very important. I'm doing a public service announcement here. They're telling everybody that you can't or you shouldn't buy a bunny and give it as an Easter gift.
Can you still do that?
Yeah, you can still.
I didn't know you could.
Yep. Yeah, I had a bunny.
I did too.
TJ Thumpet.
Did you?
Mine was Angora.
Angora?
He was an Angora bunny.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
I didn't know what mine was.
Floppy.
He ended up being a dead bunny.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it just didn't work out. Didn't work out.
What does that mean?
I'd rather not go into it. Okay. It's traumatizing.
Oh, no.
It was a bad Easter.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyway. Yeah, it says that you shouldn't. It's a whole long story. Look it up. Google it.
Now, they still do that? I had no idea. And can you still do the chicks?
Yeah.
Because people used to do chicks, too, colored.
Yeah.
Remember, they were blue, red, orange.
You can get
chicks,
but I think you have to say, like, you're buying them for your farm.
They dye them? I don't know if they allow that anymore. You dip them and dye them?
Oh, I don't think they dye them. They don't dye them anymore. No, but at Rural,
at
Rural King, they have a big trough of them, and you can go and pick them up.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah, this is pretty awesome.
Wow.
I'm guessing Menards probably does it, too.
Same with Murdoch's. Murdoch's has like a bit, little pen that they have with heat lamps, and you can go buy chicks.
Go buy chicks.
Yep.
They're so cute,
Get
too.
Out of here.
Yeah, they're just out in the open.
I keep thinking, like, I want to buy a few and put them out of the cabin and see if they'll stay around the river in my area.
Oh, they won't last maybe a week.
What will eat them? A snake?
A coyote?
Coyote?
On the river?
Bobcat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's ducks out there.
But they can fly away.
Well, there's other things.
They can also stay in the water.
Yeah.
They can also stay in the water.
So
right.
Can
keep
ducks.
Them out of the way.
So can little chicks, can't they?
No, they won't. They'll get eaten.
You're no fun.
Oh, so you're all about that, are you? Buy a few chicks, see how long they last?
Hey, it's food chain, man. Yeah. It's food chain. It's food chain.
But yeah, coyotes will get them.
Are we going to talk about Carson today?
Yeah, we can do it next if you want.
No, no, I'm very, like,
narcissist?
Narcissist.
Okay.
The ultimate
we'll
narcissist.
Yeah.
I was hoping you forgot about that.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get to that when we come back.
Okay, because I have proof. I have proof. All right. I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this tax day. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I hate to say it for you. All right. BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.